Welcome to Shomach Shav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Ayin BeYakushom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're only Bobakama Daf Kuvov. The Gemara Mudalev brought what Rav said regarding if someone did a shmuel, he doesn't have to pay. And the more broad prices that seem to be contradicted to Rav. The Ramachim went on to say, to give an answer, that there's a difference. Kam Bekofatz, Kam Beleikofatz, two different scenarios. So Rav Barcham asked Rav Nachman, he said, I don't understand. You don't agree with Rav. So why are you working so hard to explain Rav? Mashkuni nafshecha de Rav lamach. You're devoting yourself to explain Rav. So I answered him, Rav Nachman, he says, I'm coming to explain how Rav will answer this question. There's a few things we need to understand in this Gemara. First of all, why is Ryan Bacham assuming that Rav Nachman doesn't agree with Rav? How does he know that Rav Nachman doesn't agree with Rav? Second, what exactly changed from the question of Ryan Bachamo to Rav Nachman's answer? Ryan Bachamo said, why are you coming to explain Rav? And Rav Nachman says, I'm coming to explain what Rav said. So what changed? But here in this Gemara, we have two concepts that belong to Kloli HaShas. How the Shas is structured, the rules of how to read the Shainus of the Gemara. So we'll start with the Shagas Arye and the Tshuvas HaChadoshos. In the end of Siman Tezvov, Rav Reuven Margolios in the Nitzoi Tzior over here points out to the Shagas Arye. And the Shagas Arye says, he has a Kabbalah, that whenever the Gemara says the following sentence, Loi Kasha, it's not a question. Ha! This Bryce says like this, and this Bryce says like this, this case is like this, and this case like this. But you start with the words Loi Kasha, that means the one who's saying the words does not agree with the mandomar that he's coming to answer. If it doesn't say the word lokasho, the Gemara asks a question, the Gemara says, Khan is like this, or Khan is like this, without saying the word lokasho, then the one who's answering agrees with the mandomar he's coming to answer. But if it starts with the word lokasho, it's not a question, that means he doesn't agree, he just says this is not a question. Says the Shagas Arye, I have a raya from this Gemara, from our Gemara, Baba Kamet of Kuvov. How does Ryan Bachama know that Rav Nachman doesn't agree with Rav? Says the Shagas Arye, because if you look at the Gemara, what the Gemara is saying? What does Rav Nachman say? Loi kasho, kan bekofatz, kan mishloi kofatz. To answer Rav's problem with the Bryce, so talking in the Bryce is talking when he jumped up to say a shvur, and Rav is speaking about when he didn't jump to say the shvur, but he made him do the shvur. But Rav Nachman starts the word by saying loi kasho, it's not a question. So Yemel Rav Bachama says, I see from the fact that you're saying Lekasho that you disagree with Rav. Lekasho means you disagree. So that's how we know that Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav. Now, with this we get to the second point. The Yad Malachi in Siman Taf Reish Mem Beis says that we know throughout Shas that Amoraim many times explains the opinion of somebody else even though they did not agree with that other opinion. The fact that one Amora is explaining another Amora's understanding doesn't mean he agrees with him. Many times they'll explain something without agreeing with him. And he quotes a Kesav Mishnah that says, whenever someone says something and he explains somebody else, that means he probably agrees with him. But if he said something alibay to somebody else, meaning he's coming to explain how the other guy will understand, that means he does not agree with him. So you see, you could have an Amora explain to somebody else without agreeing with him. Says the Yad Malachi, it's Mamish Divya Gemara Daf here in Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph. Rabbi Bacham is asking Rav Nachman, why are you explaining the words of Rav? If you disagree with Rav, why are you explaining the words of Rav? Answers Rav Nachman, even though I disagree with Rav, I still get to work hard to explain his words. Doesn't mean I agree with him. And the Mashmuel says that from the Yad Malachi, that this Gemara is the source. Here is the place we find the Makor. The one Amora, it could explain another Amora. Rav Nachman is the one who taught this to Ryan Bachama. He said, Rav Bachama says, what are you doing? Why are you explaining to someone you disagree with? He says, even though I disagree with him, I'm trying to explain how he will understand it. That's something legitimate to do. Rav Nachman here is introducing to Ryan Bachama the concept, Tirgamo Alibe to somebody else. Rav Nachman here is teaching that there's such a thing as explaining someone else's opinion without agreeing with him. So comes out, we learn from this Gemara two yesoides in Kloli HaShas. The first one is the Shagas Ari, that whenever it's the Gemara says Loi Kasho, that means the one who's answering does not agree with the other man domar. He just says not a question. And the second here is the source that one Amori can explain to somebody else even though he does not agree with what he says. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.